Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Buenas noches. We finally made it.
We did. We got a little jammed up last week. Didn't happen.
Nope. But we're here. We're talking baseball again. And it's always fun to talk baseball, man. I don't even know. Should I promote this thing on the football pages? I don't know. Whatever. Nah, I'm not going to do that.
Anyways. We'll get the views off of Twitter.
We'll get CCH and
it gives me a breakdown of where people are watching. We got 29 people watching so far. Almost all of them are off of Twitter. So
I'll tell you.
We got a lot of people watching on Twitter, which they changed, which I didn't realize until a few weeks ago when they changed the metrics and broke it down like that. So it's all of our shows. Like, a lot of people watch us on Twitter. That's when they added the feature. You can see like some of the comments, sometimes an X on there. Yeah. So they integrated everything tightly. So now you get counts off of Twitter too. So yeah, there are
Twitter fam, where you at? Yeah.
Shout out to our people watching on Twitter. So.
Shout out, man. Canes baseball.
Big win tonight.
Yeah,
beat FIU. Rallied
to beat FIU. Made it look harder than it should have been again.
Everything's a rally. When's the last time? I guess the first North Carolina game, we just smoked them.
Right.
Other than that, everyone's like been down. Careful what you wish for, man. Have you seen our pitching? There will be smoke.
What smoke is he talking about? Yeah.
He thinks.
That Clemson smoke?
Yeah, that's exactly the smoke he's asking about.
Look, we were talking about this right now off air. I think they're the only team in the ACC, they might be the only team in the country to have gone through what they've gone through the first 25 games of the season, 24 games of the season. We're talking about three ACC, obviously their home series, but three ACC series against three top 15 teams, Notre Dame.
This will be a third
and
one.
UF. Right.
This yeah, and then and then and then Notre Dame was in 30 degree weather and freezing, which is tough to play in. So yeah, it's
tough to play, man.
They're battle tested. I'll give them that.
Yep. Now the good thing that they have going for them, yes, CCH, is that they're playing well against these ACC teams at home. So, but in comes the number three team in the country in Clemson. If I'm not mistaken, Vish, I don't know if you heard it earlier today, but one of their guys, can't remember the kid's name now, last week hit 6 home runs last week and had 21 RBIs in 5 games. And, you know, in the week, I guess the series, the weekend series and then a midweek game. 21 RBIs and 6 home runs. I can't remember the kid's name now, but Clemson is no joke, man. That's they're the number 3 team in the country for a reason. What are they? 15-2, 17-2.
They have one loss. They are 15.
Oh, it's just one loss.
Yeah, they're.
I thought they lost.
Oh no, wait. You're right. It's two. They're 22-2. You're right.
22-2. Okay, my bad. 22-2. And you know what I noticed also when I was looking at that, they showed the top 25, and I looked at Virginia's record and I looked at North Carolina's record, and they haven't lost anymore since playing against us. But I noticed that they both still have 4 losses, and it was
they're both at we're in 4th in the Coastal behind 2 teams that we beat, and then Virginia Tech is in 1st. Yeah,
wow, that's wild. There you go. See, he says he hit 3 game tying home runs. Their leadoff guy, Jesus, a leadoff guy with 21.
I mean, I will say, you know, the good thing for us is it appears that the quality of the opponent does not matter at all.
Ain't that the truth?
It's going to be a lot of runs.
I think it's the opposite. Yeah,
we're going to fall behind. We're going to have to score some runs. We do a pretty good job of doing that. We win more than we lose. I mean, that is the team right now. You and I both know.
That can't last forever. And we've seen it before. Yeah. We've actually seen it before, right? A couple years ago, remember? The Cardiac Kings, this, that, and the other. And they kept doing this. They kept coming from behind. And it came back to bite them in the ass. And you know, whether it was regionals or whatnot, they just didn't have the pitching to keep up. And then the bats went silent, right?
Yeah, so, no, they didn't get the clutch hits against Ole Miss.
That's right. That's what it was.
When you're relying on high leverage hits in every game to be able to win, regardless of how the opponent does bite you in the ass. That's actually why the Canes lost the series in our name. They threatened a lot, didn't score runs. And then, you know, we're down 7-1 in the looking at a sweep, and then all of a sudden, 8 runs in 1 inning.
That's it.
I hate to tell you, CCH, everyone can hit down here at this point. We can put Jazz in there and he'll get a couple.
Oh, no, I'm going to hit. Yeah, that's that. Great. Listen, you got to use someone else. So yeah, use someone else as a reference. I can go out there and I can hit some of these guys.
Yeah. I mean, you can put a couple off the scoreboard. So the way that pitching has been, yeah, we don't have pitching at all. It's been a struggle.
Starters are struggling.
Right? Yeah, and we kind of know that, you know, the starters are just going to be in there for 6 or 7 innings regardless of, like, I mean, in years past when we had a bullpen, these guys would be getting pulled in the 3rd or 4th inning. Yep. Eric Hernandez is in there in the 6th inning after having given up 7 earned runs already, still out there pitching, because what the hell?
I wonder if we can get an update on what's going on with Julian Hernandez, with Drew Dwyer.
I don't know.
Jordan Vargas. Like, those guys have not thrown, right, obviously, in a while. JT or JP Caruso? Yeah, haven't seen him on the mound in a bit, so...
Yeah, those are some
guys that got some solid innings and looked pretty good initially. So they're all good to go. Okay, well, I hope so. Those are the kind of guys we need.
I don't even
remember them pitching last week.
Neither do I. But there's no confidence there. Clearly, like, even on the Sunday game, Nick Robert blew the game, and left. Stayed in the game and ended up getting the win because, you know, normally when – I mean, that 8th inning, they tagged the shit out of him. Got out of it because they screwed up a base running thing, and guy went from 2nd to 3rd when they held the runner at 3rd and got a free out. Yeah. Still gave up, you know, gave the lead up, and then to tie the game up. And at this point, you know.
Are you sure, Dwyer? Because I remember Crowther started last week.
Against that's what FIU. I thought, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, you know, normally at that point, and then they hit a home run to tie the game up, and they got a single, and you're like, normally you're long out of the game. You've only recorded 1 out, and the other one's a base running error, and they left him in there, and then had him pitch the 9th and 10th. I mean, it's just it is what it is at this point. Like, just the guys are going to get innings whether they're performing or not. So,
yes, I know, Mr. Rosenthal. I know it. You know, he his memories. He's a lot younger too than us, so
yeah,
his memories. His memories a lot better than ours, also. Plus, I'm gonna be honest with you, man, I didn't see a lot of the game on Friday or Saturday, so I missed a lot of it. And I caught Sunday's game, but you know, this is what happens when you get old and you got a ton of shit to do all the time. And now I'm probably gonna miss a Clemson Saturday's Clemson game for sure. All right. So I'm not gonna even be able to see it. I'm at a wedding. So, you know, hold it down there. But Friday, I don't know. You guys are gonna have to help me out. What is it? As I know, never missed a home game in person in 45 years. That's pretty impressive.
Man. As Jazz complains about having to go to a wedding and miss a game, like, good timing.
Yeah, right. No kidding. I wish I was there. Trust me. I didn't even get my. Notre Dame players are more than used to those conditions. It definitely affected these guys. I mean, you saw it, right? You were making fun of it, Viz. The guys were putting the gators over their head.
It looked ridiculous.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. And they struggled. You can tell they struggled with that. But look, at the end of the day, man, you got to be able to play baseball. They're playing in the cold weather. I get that they're used to it also, but they're playing in the cold weather also. You know, you got to be able to come out and execute and win these ball games against teams like that. Notre Dame is not a great team, obviously. I say that tongue in cheek because Miami's not, apparently they're not a very good team right now either. They can hit, but you know, the pitching is going to be an issue. The pitching seems to be an issue. And the truth is that I don't know if, you know, we're already 24 games into the season. We're 14 and 10. And
I think it's this 14 or 13.
We just won. So it's four. We were 13 and 10. And we just got this one. Right. So this is the time of the year where you're going to have to start picking it up a little bit and catch some momentum, start winning some ball games, especially if you want to host a regional, because at this point, we're not doing that. Right. We're going to be a two or three
season
regional right now.
We're on the bubble right now. Like, if there's a lot of baseball left, we just lost a lot of games. So again, we're going to get a lighter part of the schedule, but I think the thing is we got to capitalize. Yeah, no, Kate's got seats right if it was like right now, because we have a ridiculous schedule and all the numbers are going to be really high, but we're 14 and 10 now. Right. And we played essentially four real weekend series and we've gone 2-2. But, you know, when you look at the schedule, it's going to lighten. You got to capture those series down the stretch that are against quote unquote easier teams, and then it'll balance out. Because the teams that are ahead of us in the standings, they have the better win-loss. They've been winning those games. So you gotta
keep winning the midweek games, right? You gotta keep doing that, and you gotta take at least two of three from Clemson and some of the other ACC opponents that you have coming up. Yeah, it's okay. It's a lighter schedule, but is it a lighter schedule, right? Like, is it really a lighter schedule? You gotta play to the level of your competition. Mm-hmm. No, you gotta play your baseball, right? You can't be out there saying, "Well, these guys are not very good," or "These guys are okay." I mean, you're 14 and 10. So you are we're right there with those guys at this point. Excuse me, at this point. But as I've said ad nauseum at this point, you know how I am, Vish. Baseball is crazy. It's a streaky sport. And if you get hot, you might not necessarily be the best team. But you're the best team at that point, and you're hot. You're going to win some ball games, and that's what you need to do at this point.
I will say the encouraging thing is captured. Like last time, obviously we didn't do a show last week. The week before that, we talked about the struggles in the midweek. You know, won several midweek games in a row.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we've been eliminated home regionals the last 2 years, though. So stuff happens. But yeah, no, it's been a while. So we've lost a home ACC series. That's operative word because we lost a series to UF this year already at home. But we started to win those midweek games. It's not been pretty, but we've been doing it, and that helps a lot in terms of making the tournament seeding. Because we've been blowing those. That's why our record's so. That's why like Clemson 22-2, and how come we're, 14-10? It's because we've lost what, two or three midweek games. If you add all of a sudden the record starts to look
a lot nicer.
Yeah. So now we're starting to take care of those, which is good.
If you win those three midweek games that you lost, you're 17-7. That looks a lot nicer.
Yeah, that looks a lot better. It kind of makes you a lot more comfortable. So we got to continue to do that. The other thing, like the fielding, the amount of errors and screw ups in the field is, yeah, we did that as well. Like the amount of mistakes we're making in the field. Was it NGIT? I thought we lost to the other team.
We lost to Long Island.
LIU.
Yeah.
I
think they were just giving him a rest.
He's the guy now. So yeah. So Carlito gets to catch the midweek. I think Scanlon's the guy is what's happened. He's starting against lefties too. Right. The one thing I was saying though, like the fielding and the amount of mistakes we're making the field to give runs away. Yeah, shortstop in particular has been. I mean, we tried Orso, we tried Jimenez.
Yeah,
it's not happening. Here's a stat. Crowther started, went in 4.1 innings, gave up 6 runs. Only 3 of them were earned.
Right.
I mean, it's just you can't do that. Like our pitching is bad enough that like that you know you got to help them out, and it's the opposite that's happening. I will say though, Sear in left field has been a revelation. He's covered the whole thing, making diving catches. Like, what the hell is that?
You look really good.
The move to Scanlon started before last week, though. That started against more.
Yeah, you saw them platooning, and then you just kept seeing Scanlon.
Yeah,
better, and then he got a couple more opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah, that move happened. I want to say before the Virginia series, maybe, or North Carolina, whichever one was first. North Carolina was first. Oh no, Virginia was first.
He's definitely playing better than Carlos is.
Yeah, no, I think it's his job right now.
I don't think there's any doubt in that. I'm usually a big proponent of you don't lose your position because you don't lose your starting spot due to an injury, but you know when you're playing the way Scanlon's been playing, I think you got to give him every opportunity, especially with how inconsistent Carlito is at the plate. So, I think that's what's going to happen. So,
yeah, no. And to Kane's Katz's point, Carlos can start the midweek.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's just start on the weekend. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't tried. I don't know that, you know, Thier at second base given the way he's playing in left field, you want to mix that up, but I'm surprised they have not tried because they keep switching between Urso and Jimenez. They're both just an error waiting to happen.
I know another guy that's going to get in the mix, maybe not this year, but, is the kid Eric Fernandez who, you know.
He's had a couple of pinch hits. Right. Not successful, but, yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they haven't tried something else there. It's just – and I don't really see any kind of pattern to there's not any pattern against he's gonna go with Jimenez in this game and Urso. It seems like he keeps switching him up and
No, he can't. He's not a shortstop.
He had a pretty bad error too.
Yeah, Cuvée's still learning the position. He's still growing and developing. I mean, you know, the whole talk of him potentially being better than Yo-Yo, we need to kind of take a step back and
calm down.
Realize what Yo-Yo was here. But I'm not saying that Cuvée doesn't have, you know, that talent, that skill set, because he does, right? Look what he's doing already this year. He's still got an opportunity to be, you know, an All-American in the ACC and college baseball. Like, he's playing lights out. Torres was a third baseman last year, so he moved over to first base.
Yeah, but then who's playing first if you do that?
Yeah, I mean, do you put Cuvée at first? I guess that's what you would do, right?
I mean, that might be a slight. Cuvée hasn't been that bad in the field, though.
No,
I mean,
he hasn't. He's fine.
Shortstop has been the glaring issue in the infield.
I'm not sure what CCH is talking
about. I am not sure either.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Kulikowski, another kid who's been surprised. So this is what I know. We keep reading all the stuff in the chat. Look, we are going into Clemson at 14-10 off of a solid win against an FIU team that's scrappy. They can play a little baseball there in our neck of the woods. But they're going to go into play. You know, they're obviously Clemson's coming over to Mark Light. Another big, big, big ACC matchup for the Canes. What has been the biggest surprise for you from a positive perspective, Vish, so far this season for the Hurricanes?
The power.
Yeah.
just every they seem to be able to get. I mean, last weekend it was Jacoby Long hit a big home run. There's power up and down the lineup. Players are stepping up and kind of keeping the season afloat because a lot has gone wrong. But you know, they seem timely home runs from all over the lineup. Like I kind of expect a step to almost entirely rely on Sear.
Right.
You know, but obviously Cuvée is a freshman. You don't really expect. You know, he's supposed to be good, but you don't know what to expect. He's obviously exceeded whatever expectation anyone could have. Jason Torres, you mentioned, played some last year, kind of struggled a little bit. It's been great. Dorian has shown a lot more than he's batting in the hundreds last year. And he's now
cleaning up and leading the RBIs.
Yeah. So just like to me, that's the spread of productivity across the lineup.
Even really, though it's only is playing better.
Yeah, he even hit a changeup the other day. So no, but it's only really the very bottom of the order. Frankly, it's the shortstop position again that's been problematic. Where last year was really, you know, the top five, six hitters, and then it's like, all right, we got to waste an inning for these three guys to get out so we can turn the lineup of Scanlon stepping up, giving us another bat in the lineup. You know, all of that means that we're kind of a threat throughout the lineup. Where last year it was very much like you got to turn the lineup over and get to the top to do anything.
Yeah, I agree. I guess what would you say is your biggest disappointment this year so far?
I mean, we knew the pitching was going to be problematic, but this is insane. I don't remember a pitching staff this bad. And it's like even the quote unquote good pitchers aren't actually. It's just like, well, you know, eventually if I leave them in there long enough, they'll have a clean inning, and that's better than anyone else is going to do. It's really been that bad. I cannot believe the pitching is this bad.
You know, when after that UF series, I was like, okay, we've got something here, maybe, right? You saw Gazeel had a good outing. Rafe had a pretty decent outing. I think Eric was the only one that really got, I guess, hit around cleanly per se. But I think my biggest surprise has been Dorian Gonzalez. I know someone mentioned it earlier, but yeah, I think, you know, coming on this year the way he has after how much he struggled last year. I mean, he's hitting everybody, right-handers, left-handers. You know, he's spraying the ball around. He's obviously solid. He's as good as they come at second base. So I'm really excited and I'm surprised by how he stepped up and really taking on that leadership role in this team and become, you know, he's quite frankly might be the best hitter on this team right now. And that's saying a lot because you've got, you know, Cuvée and Torres, you know, around him as well. But my biggest disappointment this year, yeah, it's been the pitching. I think Hernandez, you know, I talked about Hernandez a lot, how I thought he was going to be, you know, an absolute stud. He hasn't really shown. He's been quite disappointing. But I think the most disappointing thing to me has got to be, I know this is probably not one that a lot of people think about, but I think the play of Lucas Costello, right?
That is a great one. He's been
abysmal, right? He's hitting under the Mendoza
line. I'm trying to be nice here. I mean, it's been terrible. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, this kid was hitting, I think, 290 something at Wake last year.
Yeah.
Same conference.
He's hit 288 at Wake last year, started 35 games for the number one team in the country. And,
Yeah, this year.
Look at Evan.
197. 197.
He's hitting 197 this year. Yeah. I think 3 home runs, 9 RBI, something like that. But he just, I mean, he's playing well in the outfield, right? We've seen him make some nice plays out there, but he's just not hitting the ball, and it doesn't really matter. Look at that. 4-2. That's no bueno.
Yeah, and he kind of started off slow, and then he had a little blip where he started getting, he's getting comfortable, and then just.
Right.
That is.
That's been my biggest disappointment.
He keeps getting opportunities, which I guess he will, because there's not like a bang-on player that should necessarily be playing against him. I do think against righties, we're going to see Kulikowski play more. But yeah, no, that's a really good one. Like you said, I kind of forgot about that, but.
Well, yeah. I had higher expectations for him, and. Yeah, I mean, he's gonna have to get it going if I think some of those guys that are struggling, like like Costello, Urso, Jimenez. They're gonna have to get it going a little bit if this team wants to, you know, if this team wants to take it, you know, go to the postseason and do something. I mean, aside from the pitching, of course, the pitching has.
Well, I mean, but that's why the hitting. You can't have Costello batting in the hundreds,
right?
With the pitch, everything's contextualized with the pitching. The reason, you know, everything else we're talking about, yeah, definitely zero consistent. I mean, it's consistent. It just sucks,
right? You're consistently bad. Right.
There's no way we're not going to give up runs. But yeah, no. But all this other stuff, base running, defense. You know, you're talking about some other guys got to step up at the plate. It's all because the pitching is terrible, which we get. So we're talking around, like, how do we – we're not going to, you know, Andrew Walters isn't coming back to school to finish the season out here or something, right? I mean, you're not – you know, we're not going to have Carson Palmquist come in here and start on Friday. Like, we got who we got, and it just looks to be
– Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Versus like at the plate, like Costello should be better.
Yeah, he should be.
Right? Like he was good against Wake. He was good at Wake Forest. It's the same conference, same level of competition. He shouldn't be struggling as much. I mean, this arm talent is just not there.
No,
I'll look up the stat on the number of home runs we've given up, which has nothing to do with fielding at all. And I bet you it's near the bottom of the ACC for that stat.
Not only that, yeah, he brings up a there's a point there, right? CCH, the pitching wouldn't be as bad if we didn't give up 4 hours a game. I get that. But pitching has to be better, period. That's just the bottom line. We can't say it's because of the errors of the
pitching. We've given up 35 home runs. There's not even fielding involved in that.
How many home runs do we have?
We have 44.
44? Okay, that's too close.
Yeah, 44. Yeah, we have 44.
Did anybody hit one out today?
I thought so. I think DeDorian?
I don't know.
We got to find the box.
I'm not sure.
I thought Dorian did.
CCH will probably know. Did we hit any? Did we hit any out today? Did you go out there to FIU to watch the game, man? You probably did.
Well, I should have. It's freezing over here. let's see. Do we get any home runs? We did not.
No? Okay.
Nope. We did give one up, though.
Yeah, we did. We did. I know that. Okay, so this team, you know, bottom line is this team is a little bit of a work in progress and needs to be developed. He's got a lot of young players, right? We spoke about that with David Gill as well a few weeks ago, right? What's the first thing he said? It's a young team. And young teams need to develop a little bit, and they need to kind of build that – I don't want to say chemistry. I think chemistry is an overused word in sports. I think chemistry comes from winning, not the other way around. And so I think that – they need the players need to step up and build some consistency themselves and start to develop a little bit more, understand the game a little bit more. And that's up to the coaching staff to be able to teach them how this game is played, right? Again, I'm referencing David Gill because he said this as well. Laz and the pitching staff, Laz Gutierrez and all those kids need to learn how to pitch, not how to strike people out or how to throw hard. They need to learn how to pitch. And once they learn how to pitch and locate their fastballs and get ahead of hitters and be able to manipulate them, manipulate their eyes, right, their eye level, things like that, once you start really thinking and pitching, then it doesn't matter if you throw 95 or 85, right? Ben Chestnut, it's not going to matter. Honestly, and I know how we feel about Ben Chestnut, but if you knew how to pitch, then you're talking about a whole different ball game there, right? No pun intended, but you got to learn how to pitch. And if you learn how to pitch, then I think you got an opportunity to be better. Is this year kind of, you know, too late for that? Maybe. But there's still a lot of baseball left. And there's still a lot of opportunity for these guys to get better and to get hot. Again, baseball is a game of streaks, man. If you get hot, you know, late in the season and you're able to play good enough to get into the postseason, I think you got an opportunity to do some big things. And this is a talented team. This is not a team that's going to get lucky.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like hitting their way in, oh my God, all of a sudden they know how to hit. No, this team knows how to hit. They're young, but they know how to hit. You know, they've got some decent arms, but they don't know how to pitch. So if all of that kind of gets put together later on in the season, then you've got yourself an opportunity. Right now, it's tough to see that, but could it happen? Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, we got to get to the postseason. We got to make it first to the tournament, and then you know that's such a different, like, it's what's bit us in the ass the last couple of years, but it's a different format, entirely a different way to play. So we've been a very good regular season team the last couple of years, but the postseason format with the double elimination all is very different.
Right.
And in the past, we've seen, obviously, JD's been the pitching coach a long time before heading to the head coach. Now Laz is obviously the pitching coach, but we've seen him kind of get a little loopy in the postseason, pull pitchers out of his ass and get performances out of them.
Yeah.
You mentioned David Gill when his brother was pitching for us. There was one year we barely made the I think we were two or three, so we barely made it, went to Nebraska, and he just, like, his brother Danny was out of the pen. He's like, you're starting, just starts him. It was lights out the whole postseason. We ended up in Omaha.
Crazy. That was a, like, crazy season.
That was when Danny Valencia hit that grand slam at Ole Miss to put us into the but Scott Maine was the ace, and we had no pitching behind that. And he's like, you know what, Danny Gill's been good bullpen session. You're not the second starter. Go out there, kid.
Was that the season? Was Eric Erickson hurt or did he pitch?
I don't think he was on that team.
He wasn't on that team.
This is the one that had John Jay and Danny Valencia.
Gotcha. Okay.
This is the one that went to Omaha, won the first game, and then lost to Rice. Ended up, I think, winning the College World Series that year. We're playing Rice, and man, runner on third. One out, and John Jay and Danny Valencia struck out back to back. We lost the game. It's like, dude, what else do you ask with those two guys?
You're talking about potentially the best hitter in
both of those guys, though, like, those are the two guys on that team, and they both struck out. And I mean, Rice had some crazy closer in that shut the door on them, but
yeah,
you know, but that team had no pitching either. They had one starter. This team, I mean, you can argue if we had more pitching, if Eric Hernandez would still be starting, but you know, certainly Gage and Rafe are solid starters. So,
yeah,
you know, there's something to build off of there. Nick Roberts has been good. You know, he's been a little bit shaky. He's a freshman, but, you know, he's tough mentally. So there's some stuff. There's semblances of stuff there. It's just you need more.
Yep, I agree. Well, Neil Heaton and Alex Fernandez. I don't know. Okay, CCH, you, whatever you say, dude. let's see what happens,
series,
man.
It's a big series.
Yeah.
Another. I mean, again, the schedule has just been
brutal, man.
Yeah, because after Clemson, then it's at Duke, another ranked team.
Yeah,
and then at FSU.
Oh, another ranked team. Yeah, are they still undefeated?
They're actually down to 500 in ACC play. Funny what happens when you play opponents.
Look at that.
Oh man. Hilarious. You play real opponents, and the next thing you know, 3-3 in ACC play.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
But we gotta post, you know, we gotta win some of these series at least. Like, no one's gonna kill you for losing, you know, to Clemson at home in a series, losing a series at Duke, or losing a series at FSU. But if you lose all three, that's the problem. So
yeah,
you know, you got to win two or three out of those series, I think, and then I'll keep the overall record's going to suffer. for a while because you're not going to be sweeping these series. It's just not happening. So you got it. So
but I'll tell you what, if you do get one, right? If you do get one that you're able to sweep, then I mean that's gonna look really, really good on paper and when you start kind of doing the bids and see where you land. Again though, Vish, if they win all these series, there's still potential of them hosting. Because you're talking about a team that's won every potentially won, you know, most of, if not all of their ACC series. And then they go into the ACC tournament and they win a couple of games. I think they've got an opportunity to be able to do something in the postseason. And I'll be honest with you, man, I really don't care about this home field stuff at this point because we've sucked in the postseason at home in recently.
I mean, you'd rather be at home, but it's not that we can't go on the road and win.
Right, right. So I get that, but I think right now. I just want to get into the postseason and I want to see if these guys can kind of get hot. And
yeah, it's one of those things like first you got to win enough games to get into the postseason, then you start thinking about hosting. And certainly with the challenging schedule, look, Canes have navigated it reasonably well given how challenging it is. The problem is it's not going to get easier in the next 3 weeks. So you got to keep doing it. You got, if they're over, like if you're like 5-6 games over 500 coming out of the stretch. The RPI has got to be like top 10 at that point, and your strength of schedule will be right up there at the top of the college.
You've got 12 games coming up in the next 3 weeks, right? 12 games, and you're 14-10. If you come out at like 20-15 or 21-15, I mean that's not bad, right? It's not bad.
Yep.
You know,
and two of the two midweek games between these series is playing FAU, so they're not. Right. It's a tough midweek too.
So even better, you if you win the series, you're talking about 6 wins in the series alone, and then you can win your midweek games. You're talking about 9 out of 12 win. You know, you've got. I mean,
yeah, no, that would be
23-14. Yeah, that looks good. That looks good. So,
And again, with the metrics, but then even after that, that's hosting Louisville, who's good at Georgia Tech.
Who's got the next coming of Babe Ruth, apparently.
Wait, what the hell? Why are we playing? So our finals week series.
There's usually a weird one in there.
Why are we playing BYU?
Yeah, there is a weird one in there. And they're coming usually, they're coming here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it's finals week. We always play like a non-conference.
Oh, BYU. I don't know if they're that good.
It's just a weird one. We usually play like some team from the Northeast that really. I mean, I don't know that BYU is good at all. It was just a weird one. If we ever, I can't remember if we've ever played them before.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's weird. I didn't even remember.
I didn't realize either. I'm like, what am I looking at here? What is that symbol?
We'll see what happens, man. Anyways,
I thought that was Yale because that's like more the teams we usually play at that time of year.
Yeah, we usually play like a really sorry team, like a Bethune-Cookman or something, right?
We got them earlier in the year, but that weekend series is usually something like that. I mean, Yale's in the Big 12.
Yale?
I mean, not Yale, BYU.
Oh, BYU.
Now I'm doing it to myself. that's a Big 12 team.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
They are. Anyway. I just looked them up. They are 11-11, 4-5 in conference. So they're not bad. We definitely. I tell you what, we challenged ourselves like crazy this year.
No kidding. The truth is that it's probably going to be a high scoring affair. So
that's everyone. Yeah. So I'm saying the good thing is the opponent doesn't seem to matter. We appear to be able to hit everyone. That North Carolina pitcher we run ruled. Had like a sub 1 ERA, and we like it doesn't matter how bad the hitters on the other team are, they're going to hit our pitching. Right. It doesn't matter how good their pitching is, we're going to hit it. I mean, that's what it appears to be the case this year. So,
it's something else. Yeah. It's something else, but that's baseball for you, man. Baseball for you. So. I'm excited to see what happens.
I'll tell you this. It's been stressful. It's been very up and down, but it is really cool that we're playing a schedule like this where it's like there's always a marquee game.
Yeah,
there's a marquee game. Like we haven't had a single like after the first couple of series, everything's been like big time opponent.
Is Duke away? Do we play Duke away?
Duke is away, and then FSU is away after this week.
That's tough, man. That's
yeah,
tough.
It's then Louisville at home, and then Georgia Tech away. Then BYU, then – oh, Jesus, we're at Virginia Tech, too.
A couple games from one of these top 15 programs.
Man, don't also. Even tell me. I can't deal with this.
Oh, Jesus. It's baseball.
This is brutal schedule, but yeah. We're good. We're gonna show them.
Someone mentioned earlier, I think it was CCH or even Polk, that – yeah, I think that just to kind of finish things off a little bit here, I think that next year's team, it's true what you mentioned, JD kind of got here a little late. I mean, not got here, but, you know, was announced as the head honcho a little late. So transfer portal stuff may have, you know, suffered a little bit. Natterman is a guy that I haven't seen throw either recently.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think he's –
he might be hurt too.
No, I think he's shortening the ball. Again, so many of these guys just get tagged. I think he's trying to – like Nick Robert keeps getting multiple innings.
Right.
Yeah, you know he likes Kaba situationally. Kind of know that
– like Cinta?
Yeah, Cinta situationally. So there's some arms he'll kind of trust out of there, but really the only one he really trusts is Nick Robert at this point.
Yeah.
Like he'll give Walters a little bit of action. He's been a little erratic. I think he's one more consistent – appearances will come good. The stuff is there, but he's not locating it well. He's hitting batters, he's a wild, and then you know, gets himself into trouble with the control. Right.
And then 94 is easier easier to hit when that happens. So
94
and 95. So
yeah, so he's got a you know, I think a little bit more game action will be good for him.
Yeah.
We might get a couple of pitchers in the bullpen then.
I agree. Make sure you guys get out to the games and watch them. Look, big series this weekend against Clemson. And moving forward, the ACC keeps getting tougher and tougher and tougher. And I think Miami has an opportunity to really show some people that they can play and they can hang against some of these teams and potentially be on the road to hopefully hosting a regional again. I mean, I know it's a long shot right now, but things could change a lot. Things can change in baseball real quick over the span of one series. We've seen it happen too many times now. So not counting them out just yet. So we'll see what happens there with this weekend against Clemson. And hopefully we'll have some info for you on that. You know, next week we'll talk a little baseball next week. If we can get to it. Vish, I know you got some stuff going on tomorrow. You got buckets tomorrow.
Yeah, we got buckets at 10 p.m. tomorrow. talk about, you know, the men are linked with a bunch of names in the transfer portal. We're going to look at that. Reached out to a bunch of kids. And then women lost a couple of players to the portal in the last, you know, the women's program is in a bit of disarray, frankly. So we'll be linking up on that too. Okay. And Matt's final thoughts.
Ooh. Those are always fun.
Yes. Stay to the end for that.
Oh, boy. Keep it locked here on the Five Reasons Canes Network on on YouTube. Subscribe. Hit the like button. Make sure you follow us on the podcast as well. Subscribe to @FiveReasonsCanes. Follow us on Twitter @CanesOnDeck. And we should have some fire content for you next week.
That's what we're talking about series win.
Absolutely. Thanks you guys for joining the show, and we'll see you guys next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.